Speaking of Reliability, a podcast with good friends talking with you about reliability engineering topics. Welcome to Speaking of Reliability. Today's short is brought to you by Carl Carlson.
Welcome to a special edition of Speaking of Reliability. This is Carl Carlson. Continuing with our special podcast in honor of Ascender Reliability's 500th Speaking of Reliability milestone, I'd like to share another of my reliability lessons learned. In this podcast, I want to talk about planning for failures. Yes, you heard me right. How can we plan to have failures and what the lessons are that drove me to that desire? Fred and I have podcasted on the subject of celebrating failures, and this is very similar to that, but since it's one of my most important lessons learned, I wanted to share it with you on this special podcast. Let's start with the story. Years ago, I used to manage GM's door testing lab in the early 1980s. At that time, we had very few test failures. We'd get the doors in, get the windows in, test them on the tests that we've been using for years and years, and pass, fail tests, and we usually pass them. Yet, surprisingly, or maybe not, the door warranty was high. What does that tell you? There really should have been failures. The tests should have represented the more severe usage that we were actually seeing that was inducing failures. So either the tests were not right themselves, or we didn't run them sufficiently to the right cycles and loads and that type of thing, and we didn't determine design margins. For me, the proverbial light bulb turned on, and personally and with GM, we began a long transition from pass-fail tests where you learn nothing about the nature of failures to test to failure. Now, test to failure can take a very long time. So we also began researching and bringing in the right people and using the correct methodology for accelerated life testing. And that was its own path. And with accelerated life testing, we would often get the failures that helped us understand how we could improve products. I became introduced to Greg Hobbs and learned the HALT methodology as well as the reliability group. And we began using HALT as well. There's a role for accelerated life testing where you understand the lifetimes and the reliability numbers and that type of thing. You've merely accelerated with the right loads and the right damage models, the testing. And then there's HALT testing where you're increasing those loads to the absolute limit to induce failures in a very quick amount of time. And they have their different roles. But the whole point on all of this is that we need to plan our tests and plan our activities and methods, not just tests, to understand failures. So you can plan for example, failure mode and effects analysis, which anticipates failures with the right subject matter experts, so you understand the underlying failure mechanisms and the causes of failure during product development, even before you get to testing. And so that helps to plan for failures. And then from the FMEAs, you can design better tests that represent how products actually are used and make sure the tests detect failures. And so that's part of the planning for failures then, is moving to good reliability tests that do discover failures during that product development timeframe. The important message that I want to get is the lesson about mechanisms of failure. And I know we've talked about this, but I can't stress it enough. There's the chemical mechanisms of failure. There's mechanical mechanisms like wear and fatigue and corrosion. There's electrical mechanisms of failure like EMI and many others. All of these are the underlying processes that bring about failure. And if you know early on during product development what those underlying processes are that you're most concerned about, so I'm not talking about theory, I'm saying you're in product development and you have concerns and you know what the mechanisms are that you're concerned about, now you can bring about better designs. And you can use modeling of those mechanisms, or you can go straight to the product characteristics that improve the product so it doesn't experience those mechanisms of failure during the product lifetime or during any reasonable period of time that's outside that. So I really like using all of these tools at the right time. We've talked about selecting them based on gap analysis. So I want to say using them under the right circumstances. But HALT has a role during product development to understand the weaknesses, which then helps to understand failures. Accelerated life testing has a role to induce failures by accelerating the loads, but in a way that where you understand the models and the physics so you can calculate reliability. FMEA has a role to anticipate failures under all the different conditions that you expect. So, and more. There's many more techniques that can do this. The whole point of this is to look for failures, to not be afraid of them, to make sure your management is expecting failures because that's the way you've designed things and that they are not failure adverse and that the company becomes better and better at this kind of environment that moves towards failures during product development so that you don't have them once you're in the field and the customers don't experience them. I hope that's been helpful to you. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to today's Speaking of Reliability short. We look forward to hearing your stories. Head over to ascendoreliability.com/go/SOR and let us know what's been pivotal in your career. What have you learned that has made a difference?